Welcome to Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, broadcasting at dreamvision7radio.com and out of Boston, Massachusetts at 1510 AM Revolution on your radio dial. You are tuned to the Gaia Star Crystal Hour, where uplifting musical inspiration meets technical innovation, with your hosts, Miriam Massaro, Bob Sherwood, and Dameron Midget. Recorded live at Singing Brook Studio in the foothills of the Berkshire Mountains of Western Massachusetts for your pure enjoyment.
Hello, welcome to the Gaia Star Crystal Hour. It's the day after Earth Day. We decided that it would be a really wonderful offering to the Mother Earth to sing songs that have come our way or have been inspired by in the last 10 years or so of our lives in honor of the Mother Earth, our home. So we're in Singing Brook Studio in Worthington, Mass. And we were joined by Katz and Bob and Robin and Miriam. And we're your hosts today. So we want to you're going to introduce some songs that a few of them came to me in the forest here, and a few just came in my dreams. So thank you
Miriam. Yeah, it's an honor to be here today and be singing these beautiful chants. Many of them you wrote. Mm-hmm. And be drumming along with you, and the drum always grounds me and reminds me of my heartbeat, my connection to the Mother Earth, and sounds so great with the chants. So thank you for drumming and asking mm-hmm. me to come drum with you mm-hmm. today and sing with you.
Yeah.
And also to our listeners, you'll probably enjoy the subtext throughout the show of feline drama. There's a whole different plot going on down beneath our knees today.
Kitty cat choir.
With Pignon and Puffy and Inca.
Yeah.
Oh, and a little bit of Naya, too.
Oh, yeah.
This
They'll
is a
work
very
it out.
Cat-friendly household. Thank you for our beautiful life. We're very inspired today. It rained last night and yesterday, and it really helped us to feel moist and watch the birds and the plants wake up with such joy because they had moisture. Yesterday was Earth Day. Earth for raining. It seemed like we hadn't had rain in about a month. All the streams were trickling, grass was drying up. Had to water the garden a couple times a day. So, welcome to the Gaia Star Crystal Hour. This time of year, I think about my experiences in the forest, when I was all alone on a vision quest. So these songs are dedicated to the Mother Earth, to Gaia Star, Pachamama, in honor of our holy sacred home. Spirit of the Forest, my first vision quest, just down the road from here. I had a lot of time alone in the woods to look around and feel and sense and be immersed in.
Oh yeah, oh yeah, oh taste you in the rain.
Circle of light. You know, those of you who've just tuned in, I write songs all the time that just come to me in the night, and I remember I woke up with this one. And at the time, I was very involved having sweat lodges on my property here at Singing Brook Farm. I remember taking my guitar out. And the sweat lodge is at the bottom of this little beautiful hill that's below the house. Llama Brook. Singing Brook. And I carried the guitar down there. I was so excited to sing the song. Circle of light, circle of love. Reaching toward the source, circle of light,
circle of love, reaching towards the source. Illuminate life with your presence, with your spirit, your love, your life. Circle of light, circle of love, reaching toward the source. Circle of light, circle of love, reaching toward the source. Feel your strength so deep, so near. The light, the way is clear. Circle of light, circle of love, reaching towards the source. Circle of light, circle of love, reaching towards the source. Here,
restore. We have this beautiful home studio where there's, is it six cats here now?
Seven.
Seven cats now that Robin moved in. And one of my cats just can't quite fit her in his life yet. So we just had to settle the peace. And this song is dedicated to the essence of settling the peace wherever we live. How do we restore harmony to the beauty of the earth? I received this song in December 23rd, 1998. Sung it in a lot of sweat lodges, a lot of ceremony, where all of us have gathered to pray together, honoring the beauty of the earth. Pignon, she's singing here with us. Yeah. She's sitting right below the microphone. Restore the beauty of the earth. Kiawe, Yahoo,
The The Gaia Star Crystal Hour is sponsored by Wise Ways Herbals, distributed internationally. Founded in 1988 by Miriam Lucero to create natural herbal products for well-being, it celebrates 25 years of producing over 100 quality handmade medicinal and body care products, including salves, women's health specialties, Oshuna Pure Skin Care, body and chakra oils, creams, powders, bath crystals, hair and pet care. Wise Ways Herbals blends organic and wild gathered herbs, pure aromatherapy essential oils, all mixed with love. Visit us at wiseways.com.
I was actually sitting around my campfire right outside the house. Sitting on these stone benches. It was October 31st, 1990. Yeah, we have a little cat standoff here. But we got our little squirt top bottle for Puffy prepared. Miss Pignon really wants to be out here with us. She's enjoying the music. So this is a call and response song. So if any of you want to sing along with us, that's our cat contingency singing with us.
The kid choir.
We call in the wind. We call.
Breath of our mother.
Anyway, we're joining Robin today, and I invited Robin to share with us some of her songs. When I first met Robin, she introduced me as Rainbow Robin. And so I'd like to ask Robin, where did you get Rainbow Robin?
You mean rock and roll and rabble rousing Rainbow Robin Rooney? Yeah, I play with those R words too. I got that when I was living in Northampton. I moved there after my divorce in late mid-late 90s, and Rainbow House of Single Moms. And they said, "You're Rainbow," and you didn't even know it. So they called me Rainbow Robin, and the name stuck. I was doing healing work at the time, so for me, it was the rainbow light of our chakras. So, and just rainbows have always been a very powerful symbol for me. Mm. And so it felt right. Mm. I love the way it rings, Rainbow Robin. Mm-hmm. So thank you for asking. So yeah, I picked up some songs and the drum circles, the rainbow gatherings. It's fun.
So when people said that you were a rainbow, did they mean like you're part of their tribe, of the rainbow tribe?
I think so. The rainbow family of living light. And there are certain tenets and principles, and there's even a prophecy. It's very connected to actually the Mayan prophecy, the Hopi prophecy. And, yeah. So that a group of people will come from many nations, they call the Rainbow Tribe, and they will help restore the earth and help with the greening consciousness of the earth. Oh, blessed be.
So for those of you who just tuned in, we're dedicating this show to Earth Day, which we all just experienced yesterday. Felt good to wake up on Mother Earth this morning. Be grateful that I got a view out my window. Green. Birds, llamas, and water. I walked in the woods today with the cats and was just looking at all the water everywhere from the rain. And, oh boy, it's so beautiful. So I want to pray for water that fell here to keep on falling, but also to really think about those places on the earth that are missing being able to walk with the water. It's dripping off the leaves or running down the brook into the river. So Robin, you have some beautiful songs I've heard you sing. Would you like to pick one out?
Earth Mother, we hear you calling. Earth Mother, we sing to your song. Earth Mother, we hear you calling. Earth Mother, we sing to your bones. Earth Mother, we hear you calling. Earth Mother, we sing to your stones. Earth Mother, Mother, we sing to your bones, Earth Mother. Came to the part that said, if the beast were gone, we should die of a great loneliness of spirit. I wept because I could imagine that time. And it just saddens me when I hear a species, whole species, being wiped out on our planet. But there's more awareness, there's more consciousness, there are more efforts to restore. And that gives me hope. Because I love our mother.
I'd like to end this session, this beautiful prayer, with this song that I received on January 9th, 1999. I was supposed to go to a sweat lodge in Montgomery, Mass, and I woke up and it was really cold. And it was there was an ice storm, and I don't know if anybody's ever been in an ice storm, but what happens in Western Mass is that it's raining ice, it seems, because everywhere you go there's crystals on the branches. And it's very, very slippery on the road. And it's like glare ice in some places. So I went outside and I reached for the car handle to go to the sweat lodge. And I slipped on the ice and I slid underneath my car, but I was holding on to the handle of the car. So I was able to protect my body. And I thought, wow, okay, that's a good sign that I'm not supposed to get in the car. So I turned around and came back to the house and tended the fires. And so I stood in my kitchen. I have a wood stove in my kitchen and I had it going. And this song came to me. It's called O Holy Ground. In the stillness of my heart, I feel the Great Spirit. I pray for communion with all of creation. I stand Thank you for tuning into the Gaia Star Crystal Hour with your hosts Miriam Acero, Bob Sherwood, and Dameron Midget. We hope you enjoyed our latest creation in bringing you musical inspiration that weaves pathways into your soul.